All right, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are nerds who are here for our podcast proper for Sunday, April 21st.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yep. Recording on April 20th. It's the 420. Weed day. 420.
It's 420 somewhere.
Yeah, it's definitely 420.
It's 420 everywhere right now, yeah, so.
It's 444 on 420.
Smoke up, Johnny. Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, so this is in keeping with April.
Yeah.
We are...
My good friend Doink is not really a smoker, and his good friend DaDoink is not a smoker either, so...
Yes.
So 420 is lost on us.
Yeah. Well, eventually, I don't know, for our 420th episode...
Oh, I can't wait to get the glaucoma.
That's right.
That's when we'll be smoking it up.
What are you drinking over there?
I'm finishing up my soju that I predict I will be drinking in 2 days. So
should I go with bottle or can?
Well, I'm going to go with... I want you to go with the bottle because I want you to read me the title on it.
This is...
Two Mass.
Southern Tier Brewing Company. Two Mass... Spice Double Ale.
That's right. Because the X is silent.
Yes, the X is silent.
The X is so silent.
Maybe because it's a capital X, it's not silent.
No. You can't have it however you want it. There have to be rules, man. Otherwise, we're just a bunch of poop-throwing monkeys.
That's what we are.
Anyways. I know. That's right. I bring it up because it's April.
Right.
Yep.
No movie to watch this week.
Well, they are, but we're not going to watch them.
Right.
And there will be no poop throwing.
There's definitely no poop throwing.
I just want to put that right out there so
yes.
Everyone knows not to expect it.
So we did our top 11
primates
in pop culture, right?
Yeah, pop culture primates.
Okay.
Man, that rolls right off the tongue, doesn't
primate,
it?
Pop culture primates.
There we go. We have our title.
Poop throwing pop culture primates.
Poop throwing. No poop throwing. Pop culture primates.
I'm going to put X's in between everything.
Please do. Pop culture primates in parentheses, no poop throwing.
X.
X, no poop throwing. I will pronounce it even if no one else will.
Right.
Yep.
So I don't know how many. Like, I went and did. Like, well, first of all, let's talk about our process.
Let's talk about process. Yes, right? Process.
My process, of course.
I should have brought the banana soju. They don't make banana soju.
Why wouldn't they make banana soju?
I don't know. I've not seen any banana soju.
I bet we can find
every other fruit. There is every other fruit.
Bye, Finn.
Love you.
Love you, too.
He was rolling out, man. He's got places to go, things to do.
He's got a shift on Grubhub. Got to make his $20.
Got to make that cash.
In my car.
Is it your new car?
No.
Okay.
He's not touching that with
I was going to say.
Like, good gracious.
No. That's good that he's still got to. You want to get rid of that Jeep and let him just drive your old car?
Probably. I mean, Verity might end up with the Jeep.
Oh, that's true. You got another child who's about to be
driving.
I would
have never guessed that we would end up being a four-car family.
So that's because you expected to live in London and just ride the tube everywhere. Yeah. Dreams.
Squad goals.
Yeah.
So, all right. So my process,
right.
I went and I did like, as I always do, I started Google with just like pop culture, you know, monkeys, apes, you know, all this.
This was trickier because there weren't really a lot of lists to go by.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Well, the list that I found were like King Kong, son of King Kong, 1974's King Kong, you know, Peter Jackson's King Kong, you know, Mighty Joe Young.
Were you looking for the top 10 pop culture King Kongs?
No, I was just like ape movies. It was Planet of the Apes and King Kong. Like, there was like every Planet of the Apes movie, every King Kong movie.
I was Googling things like pop culture apes.
Okay.
Pop culture.
And I got a bunch
of different things.
Okay.
Right? Cool. And this actually led me to like a list with 75 items on it.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. Like, some of these apes, monkeys, I'd not heard of before.
Right, right.
And so I actually have, like 15 honorable mentions.
Oh, okay. All fantastic. Right?
I don't know how many you have and what your process was.
I have a few honorable mentions, but I did a secondary list of villain primates.
Oh.
Because I thought... Because I was going through some of these, and some of the most interesting primates in pop culture, to me, are villains, you know?
Right.
So...
I wonder if the villains are monkeys and the good guys are apes.
No. I mean, Gorilla Grodd's on this list, so...
Yeah.
He's clearly...
He's
an ape.
Gorilla. He's gorilla.
He's gorilla. Clearly gorilla. Gorilla. But right. If you found a bunch of lists, I'm very interested to hear some of your lists and see what I missed, because I'm sure I missed some stuff.
I can tell you the stuff that I didn't even rank. Like, I didn't even put these on stuff.
Okay.
All right? And you may have had at least one of these on your list.
I'm sure that I did.
All right? So, Ultra Humanite.
Never heard of him.
He's a DC character.
I didn't get around to, like, pulling up the Marvel or the DC and saying DC monkey, DC primates, right. Marvel primates. You just... trying to think of which ones I remembered and if I didn't remember. Because I know, like, Doom Patrol, there was a villain that had a gorilla.
Right.
And, I mean, Hellboy's, one of Hellboy's villains has, he's a head in a jar. He's a super scientist Nazi.
Aren't they all?
And he calls them Kreegaffs, which are, they're gorillas that he has augmented with machinery and chemicals to make them intelligent and to be his, like, little servants. And he goes through them fairly quickly because Hellboy keeps killing them and stuff. But, yeah.
That's what Hellboy do.
Yeah.
Titano the Super Ape.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Sun Wukong from Journey to the West.
Never heard of it.
I'd never heard of it either. Spike from Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Okay.
See, here's one of the things I had. Yeah. I have a kind of a problem with, like, sometimes they just throw a monkey into a movie or a TV show,
right,
and they're like, yeah, this will be fun. Like,
yeah.
Well,
they're
know,
like little sidekicks,
like, with
and
Friends
stuff.
And what was it?
The Friends Monkey is on one of my lists.
Yeah, I did not put the Friends Monkey on my list.
Marcel
but it's
is
on
his
here.
Name,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, Son Goku from Dragon Ball. They say there's, like, a monkey version of him or something. I don't know.
This is the thing. The Saiyans can turn into these giant ape creatures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they totally count, but, yeah, I thought about them, too.
Sam the Orangutan from Dunstan Checks In.
I thought of Dunstan, and I didn't watch the movie, so I didn't put him on my list, but, yeah.
Something called Pipsqueak?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Nim, no.
No, never heard of that either. Mr. Teeny from The Simpsons?
No.
Moonwatcher from A Space Odyssey?
No.
I didn't know that either. Mighty Joe Young?
I do know Mighty Joe Young, right? Yep.
Mighty Joe Young is basically a Kong
ripoff. Right.
Yeah.
Not quite as gigantic as Kong, but yeah.
Lancelot Link.
Link? Secret chip, baby. Yeah. I love Lancelot Link.
I don't know enough about Lancelot Link.
He got honorable mention on my list because... I can just imagine at that time period that these animals were tortured, like they were, like, not treated well.
So this is a
kid
real...
show. Yeah, it was a kid show.
Oh yeah.
It was like Banana Splits. It was in that thing, and he was like Get Smart. He was a secret agent.
But he was a
monkey.
He was a
chimpanzee.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, he wasn't a monkey. He was an ape. He's a chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee.
But they would do that thing where they would put.
He looked at his butt a lot. Is what you're telling me.
I think they had pants. I think they had pants on him, but I can't remember. He could have been one of the shirt no pants. Like chimpanzees.
Yeah. How else are you going to throw your poop?
But they would have something in their mouth that they would be smacking their lips, and then they would put words in and stuff. And I used to love that show, but as an adult, I'm like, my God, they probably did terrible things.
They probably
things.
Were running through monkeys.
Yeah.
They were probably,
probably
going
so.
Running right
it's not,
through.
It's not like I would recognize one chimpanzee from another, so.
Yeah. Klaus from the Sprocket sketch.
Oh, yeah. you remember that one?
Of course,
touch my
yeah.
monkey.
Yeah.
This is the part where we dance.
Hunaman from the Ramayana epic.
That sounds familiar.
Gorillas with a Z at the end.
That sounds familiar too.
Yeah. Evil Monkey from the Family Guy.
That's on my list of villain monkeys. Yeah.
Ella from Monkey Shines.
That's on my list of villain monkeys.
Don McLeod?
Don't know that one.
Detective Chimp.
Don't know that one. That's a Lancelot Link ripoff, those sons of bitches.
Here's the one that I think is probably on your list.
Uh-huh.
Chim Chim from Speed Racer.
Yes, Chim Chim is on one of my lists.
Bubbles? Michael Jackson's monkey?
My wife brought that up. I was like, no.
It's a pop culture monkey.
Sort of, yeah.
And Bear from BJ and the Bear.
Oh, I didn't even think of Bear from BJ and the Bear. Yeah. That's a great one. That's a great pull.
And those are just the ones that I was like, I can't have this list be like 45 items long. Like, I gotta like pare this thing down.
All right.
Yes, Bear.
Are you going over your list of favorite movies? We are. Monkeys?
Well, just because I will get to your point. All right. You just relax. Like, when are you leaving?
About an hour, I think.
All right. When it comes time, I will bring you back in. And we can talk about what your friend group focused on. how many do you have on your honorable mention?
I have eight. Well, I only have two honorable mentions. I have eight evil monkeys. Mm. But my two honorable mentions were Lance Lang's Secret Chimp. Obviously didn't choose him on the main list because I'm sure he was a... They were tortured animals. And Gleek from the Super Friends.
Gleek.
I just never liked Gleek, so...
Why not?
Because he was very extraneous character. Like, what was the point of him? You know?
All three of them were extraneous characters.
I know.
You're on a team with Batman, Superman...
Well, but we have such...
Shape of a puddle of water.
Yeah, but we have such great fun making fun of Zan's ridiculous turning into water power, you know? So they mixed in ice, he couldn't do anything. I'm going to turn into a puddle and make you slip on it. That's my only ability.
Shape of an ice ramp.
If there's not a bucket in sight, I'm completely useless, you know?
So I have a whole bunch on my honorable mention.
Okay.
All right? I have Gleek on my honorable mention.
All right.
I have the Bored Ape NFT.
Okay, I give it
to you. You can't say that it's not a pop culture.
It is a pop culture reference. Yeah, but I appreciate that you put it on honorable mention because it doesn't even necessarily belong on that. If we're going to get into pop culture and be like paintings of like what paintings of there are of monkeys, I'm going to be like, hey, that's not what we're talking about
here. Right, but this is like this isn't just a painting of a monkey; it's a cultural phenomenon.
Okay.
It's totally worth it now, I'm sure. The monkey from Zaboomafoo. Do you ever watch Zaboomafoo? Zaboomafoo was it's a kid's show.
I've never even heard of it.
It's like an
Zaboomafoo.
Trying to explain these shows to anybody.
Was this big in Greece or something?
No. This was when my kids were young.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a lemur show. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, lemurs don't count. Count as primates? Yeah. No, because we looked at Madagascar. My wife brought up Madagascar, and I said, she was like, those are lemurs. I said, like, are lemurs primates? And she's like, let me look it up. And it turns out, no, they're not primates.
But I don't think Zaboomafoo, like, there was an ape on, or
an actual ape on there. Yeah, cool.
Virgil from Project X.
I never watched Project X.
Project X was a movie that I saw multiple times because it was in the movie theater when I was working in the movie theater.
Yeah, because you had to get your popcorn fixed.
Of course, yeah. Rafiki from The Lion King.
Yeah, Rafiki's on one of my lists, yeah.
Crystal from The Hangover Part 2.
I wasn't a big Hangover fan.
They just had a monkey. Like, yeah, this is one of those things. They just throw a monkey. And yep, like, yep.
I remember the monkey in it, but
little chaos agents, these monkeys.
Exactly. That's the point of them.
Jack from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Thought of that one too. Too small of a part. And in all honesty, I could put Jack. I'll put Jack on as number 9 on my evil monkey list.
Right. Marcel from Friends.
Yes, Marcel.
King Louie from The Jungle Book.
King Louie's on one of my lists, yep.
Mojo Jojo from the Powerpuff Girls.
You're getting into my evil monkey list. These are all on my evil monkey list. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just run through these. You don't have to explain it. Okay. Gordo, Gorilla Grodd, Abu from Aladdin, Gleek. This is what my daughter wanted.
So who is Gordo? Gordo sounds familiar, but I can't quite remember.
This was on Gordo. Oh, Gordo was the first monkey to ever be in space. Like, it was one of those things where Gordo probably did not survive the trip.
Yeah.
Kind of things.
Yeah.
My daughter wanted me to put the Symbols monkey on there.
Yeah.
And of course, because she wanted the Symbols monkey, I had to put the Organ Grinder monkey is probably the OG pop culture monkey.
You're stretching it, but yeah, I'll give it to you. Yeah.
And then my last two, Harambe.
Harambe. Who's Harambe?
See, this is the difference between our generation and my daughter's generation. Harambe was the monkey, the ape that was killed in the zoo because, like, a kid fell into the enclosure.
Oh.
And they killed the monkey.
The ape, right, because they couldn't get to the kid.
Right.
It was protecting the kid and they couldn't get to it. Yeah.
Harambe.
I got another response saying Harambe.
Of course, yes. Everybody in her friend group is like, they haven't like
don't
justice,
forget Harambe.
Hashtag justice for Harambe. Yeah. And my last,
oh, man.
I would be very surprised if
this really brought down the vibe.
Well, this will bring it right back up because I'd be surprised if this is on your list.
Mm.
All right.
Yep.
And I had trouble thinking, like, I really wanted to put this guy on my podcast on the list proper.
Right.
But. Officially not a primate.
Okay.
All right. Knocked monkey.
Knocked monkey. Exactly.
I had to have knocked monkey.
Yeah. Well, actually, let me tell you my other four.
From your evil list?
No. These are my honorable mentions.
Okay.
Davy Jones, Peter Tork, Mickey
please
Dolan.
Please stop it.
Hey, they're monkeys.
Yeah. All right.
Mike Nesmith.
I
don't want to leave out the last one, Mike Nesmith. So.
Well, I don't want to. Like, I'm.
Well, that's why
I'm
they're on
knock
the honorable mention
on,
list,
yeah,
man.
Course. I put the knock monkey on there, so of course.
Knock monkey. I love the knock monkey.
Look, it's the knock monkey.
Davy Jones. He's a monkey.
All right. So
I told my wife at lunch I was going to pull this joke, and she was just like, "Oh my god!" But I couldn't stop myself.
Of course, it's a joke of a certain vintage.
Yeah, exactly. How dare you not recognize them as monkeys?
Yes, they are the silent X monkeys.
They're the monkeys whose names shall not be spoken.
All right. Do you want to start with your evil monkey list?
Yeah, let me go through my villain monkey list. Because you've already spoken most of them. Number eight, well, number nine was, what was the monkey that I said I was going to add? I can't remember.
Yeah. Let me see. Was it Lancelot Link?
Mm-mm. No, bite your tongue. Lance was a hero. Lance solved crimes. He was a secret agent trying to protect our country.
Oh, it was the the monkey from Jack from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Jack from the Pirates of the Caribbean is number nine. Number eight is Evil Monkey from Family Guy.
Okay.
And you,
I'm not enough of a fan of Family Guy.
Every now and again, they would make a reference to a monkey, and it would just like point its finger, and that was Evil Monkey. He did nothing else. He never spoke. He just would have they would talk about that monkey, and then you get so it was very funny. Seven, Mojo Jojo from the Powerpuff Girls, right?
Yes. So let's dissect this a little bit.
Okay.
Like, because there's a
Have
lot
you
of...
Have you watched any Powerpuff Girls?
No. Not at all. No. Like,
okay.
Mojo Jojo was originally on that list of, like, I don't know these monkeys,
right,
so I'm not including them. And
well,
my daughter was reading, and she's like, yeah, Mojo Jojo has to be, like, he's number four on my list.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are you talking
about?
You've got a list.
He's the Powerpuff Girls' greatest villain, their nemesis, and he's I don't know if he's a monkey or an ape, but he has the brain in the glass skull case kind of thing.
Seems like a very bad design.
Yeah, and he's very.
All right, I'm looking up.
Yeah, he's very loud and you know, you know, so
Mojo,
he's a great character.
Mojo Jojo, I'm looking to see if he has a tail. He does not look like he has a tail.
Yeah, but that could be the tight-fitting costume he wears.
Yeah, there could be some tucking happening.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how monkeys pretend to be apes. That's how they try to fool people into thinking they're apes. They tuck their tails in
until it's poop throwing time.
Exactly. You got to get that tail out of
the
way.
Out.
You got to get that tail out of the way if you're going to be throwing some poop. It's going to get in the way. Number six has not showed up on your... On
but
your...
did you actually watch, like, Powerpuff Girls?
I did.
Like,
yes, I've watched some Powerpuff Girls.
Like, as an adult, you watch Powerpuff Girls? Like, you just...
Not
like,
now.
No, I'm just wondering, like,
no,
what,
no,
brings,
there was a period...
what brings Andy to, like, Powerpuff Girls?
Well, when the Cartoon Network was kind of a new thing,
okay,
and they would have shows like Dexter's Laboratory.
Don't you mean Laboratory?
Laboratory de Dexter.
Della Dexter.
Yeah, I mean those things were a little off the wall, and they were kind of funny. And they did some weird things. And then they, you know, and then they kind of got into, like, the regular show and the adventures of, what is his name, Bubblegum something? Gumball. The Adventures of Gumball.
Okay.
And these things are, they're legitimately weird and funny. I mean, some of those shows. They're like SpongeBob. Do you ever watch any SpongeBob?
No.
Okay. You've missed out on an entire genre of weird cartoons.
It's hard for me to explain, like, well, on 420 that I didn't watch any of SpongeBob.
You didn't, you're not an animation guy or a cartoon guy, so you missed out
really.
On that stuff.
I mean,
yeah.
It's got to be really inventive for me to...
Like, those things are really inventive. Like, Gumball is ridiculously inventive. The regular show is just kind of, like, weird. Mm. It's like Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty came out of these shows.
Never watched it.
Yeah. Of course not.
No. I've seen... Like, all of these are in the cultural zeitgeist.
Right.
I understand. But, like, if I've got to... If I'm going to watch something, I have Psych to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've got... Like, put it on the list.
Make
me a list and I'll watch this stuff.
I didn't like Powerpuff Girls enough that I would, like, go back and watch it again. But back in the day, I caught a few episodes.
I do dig the idea of, like, a Mojo Jojo is a pretty cool name.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a pretty cool name for it.
He's a perfect ridiculous villain because his plots are crazy and stupid and they never work out. And the Powerpuff Girls defeat him every time.
Right.
But number six, Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong's on my list proper.
Okay, cool. But he's a villain. Definitely a villain.
At least in the first game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original game.
Yeah. Is he, like, not a villain in later games? Is he hero?
I think he's part of, like, the crew that...
That Mario works with.
Runs with, you know?
Number five, Gorilla Grodd.
Okay.
Number four, King Louie from The Jungle Book. Number three, that...
I was never a big fan of The Jungle Book. I just never, like...
I don't know that I was really either.
Got into it.
And King Louie is not a villain's villain. He's kind of a fun character. He just wants to be more human.
And I always thought Baloo was the best character in that.
He is, but he's a bear, so he's not on this list.
Not on this list.
When we do the bear...
Cocaine
bear number one with a bullet. Yeah.
Or, what was it? Grizzly Adams? You got to put that bear on there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's cuddly.
Yeah, exactly. He was friendly. He was Merle Haggard's friend. So, yeah.
Man. The '70s were a weird time for
TV. Look at me pulling Merle Haggard out of the brain vault.
I remember watching, like, that and then, like, the Waltons. And then, like, man, TV's sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
good night. Good night, John Boy. You know?
Everybody's so poor in
these
shows.
They would all say good night to each other at the end, yeah.
Who's watching this stuff?
this is
aspirational.
It's all about poor people. How is Andy Griffith the richest guy on TV? This is crazy. So number three, and like these top ones, like with a bullet, the monkey from Raiders of the Lost Ark,
bad guy.
That's the one of those characters where you question your humanity because when he eats the poison date and dies, you're like, yeah, kill that mother.
Bad dates. Yes. I saw him on the name that they gave him on all the lists was Sig Heil. Sig Heil, Raiders of the Lost.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the villain's villain. Number two, Monkey Shines. I mean, that monkey legitimately killed people, so I had to put him ahead of evil Sig Heil.
Yeah, because, who just was like...
Yeah.
He was the monkey in the wrench.
Yeah, exactly. And the number one most villainous monkey in all of media, Marcel from Friends.
It's because everybody hated that monkey.
What was the point of having that monkey on that show? That was such a great show. And then there's a monkey.
You know what this show needs? A monkey.
That's like the Brady Bunch. Hey, we need the cousin to come in. We need some youthful action. Okay. Get
and
this executive out of here.
And you know, all the actors had to sit there and pretend like they like the monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
And the monkey's sitting there throwing poop.
And biting,
like,
everybody. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What, don't you understand with a show that you have? Yeah. Like,
and peeing on their diazepam.
All right, so you have 11 on your good guy list.
I do have 11.
A couple of your bad guy list made my my list proper.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
from a media
sense.
Pop culture standpoint, they're definitely in the zeitgeist. So, yeah, I'm with you.
All right, so we're bouncing this back and forth?
Yeah, yeah, let's go round.
I didn't say, you didn't tell me. I thought you were going for the water.
I had some water.
You had some water.
Oh, it was so delicious. Here, I think I'll have some more.
Yeah. I'm almost done with my two mass.
I think we should just sort of smooth that out and call it a tumas.
Tumas.
Not tumas.
The S is silent as well.
It sounds delicious.
All right, so should I go with this one or this one?
Well, you know which one I'm going to pick.
Yes, of course. You're going to go with the peanut buttermilk stout.
That's right, but not a peanut buttermilk stout nitro.
It is not a nitro.
I did not realize these were not nitros because until my wife pointed out. She's like, that's not the same beer.
But it's all right.
I'm still. Like, it's okay. It's still a delicious.
Yeah, it smells like a peanut butter cup. Oh, man,
I think you have to pour this one hardcore. I don't have anything to pour it into.
I've got water.
Oh, well. Yeah. Oh, well. I guess maybe later.
Suck this up. All right, so we're going to
straight out the can.
We're going to go back and forth.
Like a redneck.
Yeah.
yeah, back and forth. You want to go first?
Sure. Clyde from Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh, he's much further down on my list. I was a huge fan of Clyde. Left turn, Clyde.
Boom.
Boom. Those orangutans are very strong.
Yeah, and they look deceptively like they look like
sloppy.
You could just pull them apart. It's like those rag dolls that people make.
Do you think monkey bread was named after them? I think it might have been.
They're all like belly and wavy arms.
Yep.
You know,
and
they look like
and hairless
butt. If those
oh man, I wish you could see this. I wish we could tape this episode on like a video.
If imagine those like the at car dealerships, the balloon thing.
Yeah, yes, the waving arm balloon thing.
Like,
yeah.
But it's got a knot in the middle, so it's all big at the middle.
Yeah,
it's just like big arms, big belly.
And he was one of those smaller sort of orangutans, not one of the gigantic ones. But
yeah, he fit in the front. It's
They could still pull a human apart.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't want to get.
They could pull a human apart like it's monkey bread.
Wouldn't want to get punched in the face by Clyde.
Yep.
So did you see, like, that's an old-timey movie.
I saw that movie when it first came out. Right, like, I saw it in the theater.
I didn't even look up when this movie came out.
And the second one, the sequel, Any Which Way You Can.
Yeah. Well, they knew when they had a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great Clint Eastwood flick. He's like a ring fighter, you know, and the best fighter in this business really wants to fight him, but he's not really like a pro. He just does it as a side hustle.
Right.
And
so the two movies are Any Which Way You Can, which was 1980, and Every Which Way But Loose, 1978.
Yeah, Every Which Way But Loose was the first one.
I was 6 years old. But I probably was laughing. Like, I would have seen the commercials and been like, oh, that's the greatest thing
ever.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I was only 11, I think, but these were PG movies.
Yeah.
Like, there was violence, but nobody cared about violence back in the day.
No.
And it was just fighting. It was bloodless violence. I think, actually, when they fought at the end, like, there was, like, bloody noses and stuff. But
the San Fernando Valley adventures of trucker turned prize fighter Philo Badeau and his pet orangutan Clyde.
Prize fighter is a bit of a stretch. There was no prize fighting. These were like ring fighters, you know.
It's got Clint Eastwood, Sandra Locke, and Jeffrey Lewis.
Yeah, yeah.
It is
a fun flick.
All right.
No, I mean, he wasn't a prize fighter. He was a bare fist knuckle back alley. Like, you know, they would, you know, get a crowd together, and they'd put these guys in a little horse corral, and they would just bare fist fight.
Right.
This is no prize fight.
1978 movie.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think this movie made? Every Which Way But Loose. Understanding that, like, a huge hit, like, it was probably, like, I don't even know.
$10 million.
This movie made $85 million.
Man, that's good by today's standards.
Yeah.
God, how much money would that have been in today's money?
Well, let's see.
That's like $250 million.
Let's see.
Inflation adjusted.
Inflation calculator. No, we don't want an inflation calculator. We want hey, Verity. What's that app that you use to find out how much money was back in the day and now it's much now?
The first result for inflation calculator on Google.
Inflation calculator.
I use it so much that it's marked as you visit often.
All right, so let's see. $85 million. How many zeros is that? In January of 1972. Was it? 78.
Yeah.
All right.
I cannot wait to find out what...
All right. I got an error. It says, please use values less than $10 million.
Right, okay.
So I'm going to put 8,500,000.
Yeah, dude.
Then we'll just multiply by 10.
Yeah. There you go.
Let's see. 1978. Calculate. Oh, that can't... That can't possibly be right.
In 1978, though, man. Money was worth a lot more back then.
All right. So let's just think. Like, when how did, much do you think
Nixon,
this is?
When did Nixon close the gold window? Was that 71 or 2?
Would have had to. He was out of office early in 70, like in 72. He won the election and then was out pretty soon after.
Yeah, so it's probably 71 when he closed the gold window. And that's when the dollar was majorly devalued, I think.
All right. So... $85 million, just to, give or take, how much do you think? Round number it.
$200 million.
$425 million.
That thing was
is a huge hit.
It was a huge hit, yeah, yeah.
This is a monster hit, like...
It was a fun movie.
And it's about a monk, it's about a guy and his monkey.
Yeah.
Is it, ape,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Clyde. Every Which Way But Loose.
Yeah.
Followed up. I have to find out how much.
Not as much. That one wasn't nearly as good. Any Which Way You Can was not nearly as good.
Right. But we got to find out Any Which Way You Can.
Clint Eastwood was at the height of his powers this time.
Hmm. Yeah, it only made $71
million. That was still pretty freaking solid, man. It's
probably like $350 million now.
Well, what's the budget?
I don't know.
Every Which Way You Can budget, you got that?
Let's see. Every Which Way But Loose budget. $5 million!
Oh my god. Man, that was a monster hit.
Any Which Way You Can, $15 million. They upped it up. They said,
so
we're going to throw some cash at this.
Not quite as much of a profit, but still freaking
that Clyde,
crazy piece.
Yeah. He was demanding a bigger payday.
Exactly. He was pulling in $10 million just to show up on set.
I don't get out of bed for less than $8
million. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So my number 11, McGilly Gorilla.
McGilly Gorilla, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you gotta love a gorilla wearing lederhosen and a bowler hat.
Yeah. Now, was McGilly, he was part of the Wacky Races, right?
I believe so, yeah. He was a Hanna-Barbera character back in the day.
Yeah, so, I always got him mixed up with Grape Ape.
Grape Ape was a giant. Grape Ape was a King Kong ripoff. So, yeah. McGilly Gorilla was a regular-sized gorilla, but he talked and...
Yeah.
You know, he was an idiot. So,
any talking ape is probably going to be pretty dumb.
It's a problematic thing for me to call any talking ape an idiot because they're far more intelligent than every other ape around, really, if they're talking.
They're easily in the top 1%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Number 10 on my list, Pogo, Dr. Pogo.
From
Umbrella Academy.
Oh, I completely forgot. He would have been on my list too, but I missed him entirely.
Dr. Pogo.
Yeah.
He was not on any of the lists that I found. I had to like.
You came up with that.
I came up with him.
Yeah,
like,
that's
of course.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Pogo.
He wasn't one that I thought of. Yeah. So
a very smart ape.
Yeah.
Gorilla? No, he's a
chimpanzee.
He's a chimpanzee.
He's an ape. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My number 10 was...
I've never seen him with his pants off.
Well, you're probably lucky in that. Number 10...
What are you talking about? Are you saying that...
Oh, he's hung like a gorilla. you should have known.
I've seen gorillas. I don't see...
Yeah.
I don't remember
he has to tuck like he's a monkey.
The knock monkey.
That's right.
That's the difference, really.
Yeah.
You think that's a tail? No.
No. See, then when monkeys tuck, they have to come around from the back to the front. When Dr. Pogo tucks, it's from the front to the back. So.
I do it belt-wise.
He's tied around the middle and tied in a knot.
That's right.
So it's not flopping around. I get it. It's a smart move.
Oh, all right.
My number
10
is Rafiki from Lion
King.
Rafiki. Yeah.
All right.
Because it's a small part. Like, not really a major part of that film, really. So
Yeah. I'm just not a big fan of the, like, this the controversial opinion. Just saying. But I'm not all that big of a fan of The Lion King.
I'm not either. Yeah, it's not one of my favorites. If I had thought of Dr. Pogo, Rafiki would have been right out. It'd be Dr. Pogo all the way. You know?
You still can make that.
I can make that decision? No, I'm
that's
not.
Just pencil on paper.
I know. It's pen, actually, so I can't just, like get rid of it.
I see some scratches.
Yeah. Well, you know, I could spill my beer on it. That's easy enough.
Yeah. Number 9 on my list, Grape Ape.
There you go. Grape Ape is a little higher on my list, but not much. Grape Ape is number 8 on my list. So.
Grape Ape.
Yeah.
All of those 80s. Like, I was showing my daughter the opening to Grape Ape, and I was just like, you know, the 80s were a weird time.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to accept
the
it.
The stuff they got away with, man.
Yeah, it's just...
The way they treated their apes and their simians and whatnot.
I will tell you, though, knowing what I know now...
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine Grape Ape being a Stan Lee creation. Like, I got an idea. Grape Ape. Make something happen.
Yeah, it rhymes. Jack, get in here. Do something with this.
I'm the greatest creator ever.
Yeah. Grape Ape. Grapes are purple, right? Make a purple monkey.
Not those green grapes.
Jack,
nobody likes the green
and
grapes.
And Jack comes in and goes, not a monkey, Stan. It's an ape. Different. One's got a tail. One doesn't have a tail.
He's going to be like, I don't give a shit.
Well, monkey doesn't rhyme with grape, so it's got to be an ape. Do something with it, Jack.
And I want him to be big. Make that bastard.
This is going to be big. Okay. Jack's like, I got it, man. I'll do it.
All right, so who's 9 on your list?
Cornelius from the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
That's the Roddy McDowell.
Yeah, I put them all together a little bit later in my list.
Is it Roddy McDowell? I think it is.
We can find out.
Yeah, yes.
Cornelius the monkey.
The ape.
The monkey.
It is Roddy McDowell. I get Malcolm McDowell and Roddy McDowell mixed up, but it's Roddy McDowell was Cornelius.
Cornelius the monkey. Holy cow, there's a Cornelius the monkey Facebook group.
Well, he ran through multiple of those old time movies, and he was a bit of the hero of the Planet of the Apes because he was not prejudiced against the humans.
Yeah, played by Roddy McDowell.
Yeah,
also by David Watson in Beneath the Planet.
Beneath
of the Apes.
I've never actually seen that one.
Is that? Oh, please do not tell me. Is this like
a make you get you? No.
No, I'm just wondering, like, is this a Hollow Earth thing? Beneath the Planet of the Apes?
No,
a Hollow Earth thing.
No, there's a group of...
As much as you despise, like, multiverses, I really dislike the whole Hollow Earth thing.
But why?
It's just so, like, cheap and, like, It's just...
Conceptually, there's not a thing wrong with it. Multiverses, like...
Except for physics.
Well... Like, you know the physics of how the Earth works. Come on,
I know it better about, like, that than multiverses.
Well, neither of us is Tony Stark, so what
Dr.
can we say?
Cornelius. Well, give me a weekend.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, Dr. Cornelius. I butchered the spelling of Cornelius, by the way.
It's a tricky one.
I basically wrote Corny Louise.
That's a great name for a character.
Corny Louise.
Yeah, the next time I write a monkey movie, I'm naming one of the characters Corny Louise.
Corny Louise.
Sounds like a circus performer.
All right.
He's our most popular clown.
Corny Louise. In this corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weighing 85 pounds, but willing to rip your arms off. Corny Louise.
All right, left turn, Corny Louise.
Number 8 on my list, the flying monkeys from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, you know what? I didn't think of them. Good pop culture reference. Not necessarily a singular character, but...
Yeah, but I mean...
Yeah, yeah. They would be on my evil monkey list. Yeah, absolutely. Mine was a...
Or can we really call them monkeys if they're flying? If they've got wings...
No, they have tails. They count as monkeys.
Yeah, but
they
no longer become, like, monkeys if they fly. Like, if they've got wings.
No. So Superman's not a...
Does he have wings?
He's a bad example, because I'm like, he's not a human being. He's kind of not a human being.
And
he doesn't
have wings.
He's an alien. He still flies.
Yeah. Angel?
Yeah. Is Angel not a human being? He's not. He's a mutant.
He is a mutant.
So he's not a Homo sapien. He's a... what did they call them?
How about the Wasp? Is she a human being anymore?
Oh, she flies. She has
wings.
She's
got wings.
Your
everything
logic
happens in space.
Your logic is ridiculous.
It's clearly it is. I'm like bourbon and beer in. All right, yes, the flying monkeys.
Aren't they more birds?
What's a group of monkeys called,
yeah,
by the way? What do you guess a group of monkeys is called?
Cesspool. A cesspool of monkeys.
I love this because I could just be like, hey, what do you think this?
I'm going to poop storm. Poop storm of monkeys.
All right. A group of monkeys is called... All right. So there's three. Cartload, troop, or tribe. I would go with tribe.
I've always heard troop, actually. Right. But
let's see what a group
I
of
like,
apes.
I like a splatter of monkeys.
A group of apes is called band, troop, family, or a shrewdness.
Oh,
I like
shrewdness. Yeah.
Shrewdness of apes.
That's the name of a basketball team, clearly.
Shrewdness
yeah, yeah.
of apes. That's my
the
band
Omaha
name. That was my band name in high school.
Exactly.
The Shrewdness of Apes.
The Omaha Shrewdness.
We were big in Africa. All right, what's number 7 on your list?
You're 7. What is all right, your 7?
My 7? Cheetah.
Cheetah. Oh, Tarzan.
Tarzan. Cheetah.
I meant to go earlier and say...
A monkey named Cheetah.
Yeah. I meant to go earlier and say there's a huge weakness on these lists. Do you realize there are no female monkeys or apes in pop culture that show up
what
on any list?
What are you talking about?
You have some?
I don't know. King Kong.
King Kong, yeah. He is kind
no,
of a lady.
No, there was... I have at least one.
I was going
to
add
here.
Kala, Tarzan's mother. Yeah.
I have at least one that is a
female. Okay.
And I could have added that other one from what is the Michael Crichton book with the
Congo?
Congo.
Yep.
Right. That was a female monkey. That
was it.
A female gorilla.
Oh, that's right. The sign language.
Yeah, did the sign language.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are a couple.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Exactly two.
It's called representation.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm glad they're representated.
Yeah. So you don't have Cheetah on yours? Like,
no. Well, I thought about Tarzan, but I completely forgot about Cheetah.
All right.
I went with the more classic and not the Johnny Weissmuller like movie version.
Well, maybe
I don't think there was a Cheetah in the books or in the more loyal movies about Tarzan.
Well, maybe I'm just more plugged into the monkey culture.
It was on one of your lists that you found.
Course,
I know.
Yeah.
I know. My number 7 was Abu from Aladdin.
Okay. Yeah, again, I'm just not a Disney kid. Like, I'm just not into it.
Yeah.
And it also a very, like, chaos agent kind of, let's just throw a chimpanzee in here.
Well, at least in the...
Was it a chimpanzee? Was it...
probably more like a capuchin. It was a monkey.
I always thought it was capuchin. Is that, like...
I always thought capuchin. Who knows? I'm not going to claim...
The gurgles know.
Well, apparently the gurgle does not know Paul Deneau.
I'm going to say...
The gurgle is full of garbage.
How do you pronounce capuchin?
Yeah.
All right, here's what it says.
Okay.
Capuchin.
Capuchin.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Capuchin.
Here's a
YouTube capuchin. Capuchin. Everybody capuchin. I've ever heard... What did he say?
Capuchin.
Capuchin. That's AI run amok.
Yeah, yeah.
Capuchin.
I'm going to keep calling it a capuchin. You can call it whatever you want. A capuchin.
No, this is how I'm going to pronounce it.
Capuchin.
Capuchin.
Yeah. It's all about the chin.
Capuchin. Yeah. No, it's about the shin. Capuchin.
Capuchin.
Capuchin. No, I think the pew is silent.
Cushion.
Cushion.
Cushion. Sorry, I keep getting us off track.
So I'm not necessarily a huge fan of Abu, but he is a legitimate character in the show. And he's a hero. He saves the day once or twice, so.
Does he?
He's clearly Aladdin's buddy. Helps out Aladdin. He doesn't betray him when things go bad.
Yeah,
so,
I get that.
Yeah, yeah. And he and number and the main thing to speak to Abu, no poop thrown. He doesn't throw a single poop.
I don't. Have we had any that have thrown poops?
Oh, the,
did Clyde? Did Clyde throw some poops?
Not when you're. You know what?
Clyde seems like the kind who'd throw a poop or two.
I think there's a possibility there might have been some poop thrown in that, just for comic effect. I can't remember though. You know, Great Ape off camera, he was throwing all kinds of monster
poops.
Such
a diva.
Yeah, he's so gigantic.
So schmoopsy, bro. All right, number six on my list. Sieg Heil.
One of my favorite villains of all time. The only
poop thrower.
Yeah, the only monkey
that monkey threw some poop.
The only monkey that when it shows up dead, you're like, yes! Stupid ass monkey.
Well, I don't know. Planet of the Apes is coming up here soon, so.
Not gonna watch it. I haven't watched a single one of them, so. What are you gonna do? Number six for me, Curious George.
Curious George! All right.
Higher on your list?
Higher on my list. He must have been.
Yeah, I
have a softness in my heart for Curious George.
I loved a little Curious George, too. But once again, talk about an agent of chaos.
Poop thrower.
Talk about somebody who got into some stuff.
That little bastard probably painted with poop.
No. He was a clean monkey butt, man. He was
clean monkey butt.
He was wrecking some stuff. The man in the yellow, in the big yellow hat, oh, man, that guy was cleaning up after Curious George the time.
But it was always out of, like, it wasn't out of malice. It was just out of, like...
Curiosity. Yeah. He was exploring. He was trying to learn. And we learned with him.
We did. We found out that it was all the friends we made along the way.
Exactly. At the end of the day, despite the destruction, that stupid...
Why do I keep doing this? Like, I keep...
I
keep itching my head.
Despite
like
the fact
monkey.
that the man in the big yellow hat had to keep cleaning stuff, that stupid son of a gun.
I have a strong desire to come over and pick nits out of your hair.
Please don't, because there are none. I keep my head scrupulously knit-free.
As it should be.
Yep.
Yes. Number five on my list, the cast of Planet of the Apes. just bunched them all
together.
Yeah,
why not? There's so many.
The apes from the planet. How about that?
Where they rule, and they are the planet of the apes. Yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I chose only one. Cornelius was my single. But
don't you mean Corny Louise?
Yeah, Corny Louise. He was the best.
How did I fuck that?
He was smart and sensitive.
Yes.
My number six or my number five was Chim Chim.
Chim Chim, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't know enough about this show.
Mm-hmm.
Was Chim Chim like a driver?
No. Chim Chim and Spritel. Spritel was Speed's little brother. And he wanted to be involved in stuff, so he was always stowing away and, like, getting into trouble. And they were the comic relief of the show.
Okay.
So Speed was, like, racing and trying to get ahead in the racing game. And Chim Chim and Spritel were, like, poop-throwing in the background. They were always showing up and, and like, knocking stuff over and making trouble.
Sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. So there's the thing about it is in the live-action Wachowski Brothers movie, that's a fairly good representation of Chim Chim and Spritel, in all honesty.
I don't remember that part of the movie.
I don't know that it's necessary. They were trying to represent the movie too idealistically, and I don't know that you necessarily needed to have a Chim Chim and Spritel, but you know.
Poop throwers?
I can't imagine. Yes, actually, there was poop thrown. I remember specifically in the Wachowski Brothers movie that Chim Chim threw poop in the face of one of the gangsters.
At the end of this, we got to go through and say, of our lists, who's actually, like, can you imagine throwing?
Who do you think is a poop thrower?
Yeah. Because I got at least one that I could imagine.
You remember in Monkey Man when he beat the hell out of the villain with a shoe?
Yeah.
There's a cultural thing about shoe throwing.
Right.
In I think in India. And I think in monkey culture, throwing poop is like strongly. No. Opposite of that, I would say.
All right.
Yep. It's like it's like cash me outside. Here's some poop.
Hey, Verity.
It's a throwdown thing.
Verity.
Yes?
It's your time.
You
want to
come and talk about your... we don't need to take a long time. By the way, this is a fantastic outfit.
You look lovely. I love the Captain America pants.
Yes, thank you. So I asked my friends. I've got a Discord server, and I sent out a thing to all my friends. I was like, who is the first famous monkey or ape you think of? And the answers were Harambe, Harambe, Coco, Harambe, 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 Harambe.
Yes, Harambe.
Coco, who is Coco?
There was
that
one King Kong
Coco's
in
my
there from the person
next,
who said
next
Coco.
On my list.
It's another news thing, though, right?
It is,
yeah.
Well, yes, it's a well-known...
Is that the ape that finally
did... Yes.
Me, you eat orange.
Yeah.
Yes. Me, you eat orange.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Coco is actually number four on my list.
Yeah.
Because Coco was a huge deal.
Right.
For a long time. And, you know, she was the gorilla that supposedly learned sign language and can talk to...
humans.
I don't know if it was Jane Goodall was involved with that at all.
I think so.
Jane Goodall was in other...
Jane Goodall was a naturalist who, I think, lived
gorillas,
and worked with gorillas
missed,
yeah,
missed.
In their natural
yeah.
habitat, not Coco, who was in captivity.
Yeah.
But so
Coco was
I think your interpretation of pop culture is a bit wider than mine was.
They made news.
Yeah, yeah. I define pop culture a little bit different than newsworthiness. That's regular culture.
All right. Well, I could imagine that, like, Coco would have shown up on the... And in other news segment of the, like... Now that we've talked about gas prices and, like, all that...
Let's find
the happy thing.
I assume that's considered to be, like, a huge scientific breakthrough.
I would assume
to have
like,
taught...
If we could talk to monkeys?
Yeah, talk
come
to...
Come on.
Like, they're intelligent...
talk to
They're
apes?
Intelligent enough to have language. Like... That's even spread into the Kong movies. I mean, part of the Kong Skull Island and... Well, not Kong Skull Island, but the Godzilla Kong.
Yeah.
And,
she
Godzilla X Kong is that he can speak to that little girl.
Yeah.
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 So
he's no Coco.
He is no Coco. He's about 20 times her size.
All right. Who's number four on your list?
Number four is Bingo from the Banana Splits.
No, I don't know about the Banana Splits.
He was the drummer of the Banana Splits band. You never watched the Banana Splits when you were a kid?
Was this a 70s show?
It might have been a 70s show,
Was it early in the morning on Saturdays? I would have missed it.
I think it was more like... No, it was a Hanna-Barbera show. It probably was on Saturdays, yeah.
Man, I miss so much by being a sleeper.
Snorky with the elephant, the elephant character, and I can't remember the other ones, but yeah. Lancelot Link might have shown up on the Banana Splits. It was essentially a show where they were like guys in suits, really, and they had a band and they would play, and then they would run around running into each other, and then
Lancelot Link,
and then they would
up.
And then they would break off and do little short cartoon shows or like maybe some live action stuff and like Lancelot Link, and they would be little shorts that would show up throughout the show. It was a kid show. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah. I have vague memories of
the banana splits.
But like again, I no matter how much I wanted to,
yeah,
I just like I couldn't wake up on a Saturday morning. If G.I. Joe couldn't wake me up,
yeah, nothing was gonna wake you up. I get it.
All right, should I open my third beer or no? What do you think? We're coming to the end of this.
Yeah, we're very close to the end. In all honesty,
fuck it.
It's so early. We're recording early here. So
all right. So number three on my list, Curious George. Curious George is just such a like. He's such a well. He's not a well-meaning, but he's just like such an innocent.
Yeah.
You got a feel for it.
Yeah, you can't be upset
and
with
it. And by the way, I love that movie. The movie they made with the Jack Jones... was it Jack Jones?
The animated
Jack Johnson?
One?
Jack Johnson soundtrack.
I don't know the soundtrack, but yeah, the one with Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Yeah, doing the voice?
Yeah.
I'm not playing the
banana-suited guy?
Yeah. the guy in the yellow banana suit. Yeah, exactly. We're not talking about how
it's the Banana Splits crossover we need.
I'm not sure we do, but I get what you're saying. Number three for me, was that your number three?
That was my number three.
Number three for me was Clyde from Every Which Way.
Okay. Yeah.
Every Which Way But Loose. I really enjoyed that movie. I didn't realize that it is the highest grossing movie of all time. You know?
It's like the Avengers Endgame of its day.
It essentially made $1 billion in 1978.
For those two movies together, it probably made close
pretty
to
close
billion
to $1 billion. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. try making a monkey movie now.
Yeah.
Like, just try making
it. I hope Clint Eastwood got a little bit of a point on the back end there, man. No,
this was before any of that. Like, he was probably a studio man. This might be the very end of the studio man thing.
I am not a bit surprised.
Ah, man. Well, listen, I might actually want to go back and watch those, see if they hold up at all.
Have you ever seen them?
Oh, yeah. I would have seen them when I was a kid. I'm sure that my dad would have been like, we're going to see any which way but loose.
Yeah.
Like, and, well,
there's
pile
a,
us all into the Dodge.
So in the movie, they're supposed to have a fight, and it just doesn't go off, but they still want to fight each other, so they decide to just have a fight between the two of them with no one around. In like a barn, and they start beating each other's ass, and they end up breaking through the barn door, and the whole town realizes what's going on, and they're like, "It's on! It's on!" And people just start running to this fight. And
I just watched this movie.
Huh?
I just watched this movie.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was it called?
I had it right. I want to say Point Break, but it's not Point Break. It's the Jake Gyllenhaal movie.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
It's not the same
it's
thing.
It's absolutely the
it
same
thing. It is not Roadhouse. The same thing at all. Not the same thing at all.
I'm going to see where it's streaming. Any which way. No, every.
Every which way but loose. Yep.
But loose. Let's see if it's actually streaming anywhere. Surprisingly, no.
Yeah. Hey,
you can rent it for $3.59 on Amazon.
Inflation
Prime.
Adjusted, that movie made $500 million. Yeah, you're not just gonna find it for free. You can suck it. Come on, man.
It's still making money.
God knows how much it's made by now. It's clearly past the $1 billion mark by now.
Here's what it says on Roku. It says a truck driver, Clint Eastwood, woos a country singer.
Sandra Locke, yep.
And fights bare knuckle brawls egged on by his orangutan.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's like the least likely flick to be a huge hit, but it was a fun film.
No. My Big Fat Greek Wedding is still like the most unlikely.
I saw it, I believe, at the Victoria Theater in Fredericksburg, which is like the Narrow. It was one of those old-timey theaters.
Well, every theater at that point
was the old-timey theater, yeah. But now it's a church, if you can believe it. So what was your number two?
Number two, Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Were you a big Donkey Kong player back in the day?
Yeah, I mean, I went to my share of arcades.
I was crappy at those...
It's all pattern recognition.
That's the thing. I was crappy at pattern recognition games. I didn't, like, I couldn't... I didn't really recognize that as the aspect, so it was all about... Yeah. Reflex and hand-eye coordination, and I just couldn't pick it up.
And getting killed by a barrel was the worst.
I know. You're like, how dumb.
But I jumped! I jumped!
I did jump!
I hit the button!
This game cheats!
I want my quarterback!
That was my refrain. This is why my family does not allow me to play video games at home anymore. Yep. My number two, and this is a deep cut, Igu from the Herculoids. You don't even know the Herculoids?
I don't know any of them.
Oh,
I'm
my
pretty
God.
Sure those were English words you just said.
Igu was this was a superhero team, a Hanna-Barbera team on an alien planet. It was made up of like two slimes and a space rhino that shot.
I'm starting to think I am more drunk than I thought I was.
No, look up Herculoids, man. It was a cool show.
No. I'm like those words you're saying, slimes and like you know,
rhinos. Never heard of those.
Yeah, I've never heard of a rhino.
And Igu was a stone ape, so he was a giant, not giant like King Kong, but giant like Mighty Joe Young.
Okay.
And he was one of their
like just oversized.
Yes, he was one of their superhero team, so he was cool. Always loved the Herculoids.
Why is this number two on your list?
Because I love the Herculoids. I'm a superhero guy, you know.
All right. I'm starting.
It's like watching Thundar. Did you ever watch Thundar? Oh my God. Jeez. You're not even an American, are you?
I slept so much. I still sleep so much.
Yeah.
This is why I watch my media in like 15-minute increments.
Mm-hmm. I get you.
And of course, number one on our lists,
King Kong.
King Kong.
King Kong Hassavik.
Like, my daughter is like...
How could King Kong not be number one?
Like, what are your friends doing when they're not coming up with King Kong? Like, the first... You ask Harambe. You ask about monkeys in popular culture, and they say Harambe? Like, how do you not come with King Kong first?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Everything should be below King Kong.
I have no faith in humanity to survive, really, beyond this point.
The kids will be all right.
The kids are all right. That sounds like a song. We should write one.
Yes. The Knocked Monkey comes.
The Knocked Monkey.
All right, so let's go. Wait a minute. Before you put your list back, we got to go through our lists and say, who among these would throw poo?
Oh.
All right?
Well.
Because I have, let me see. I've got one, man. I could see a bunch of mine throwing poo. All right?
Okay.
Starting at number 11, Clyde definitely throws
Clyde
some poo.
Would throw some poop, yeah.
Surprisingly, I could see Dr. Pogo being into, a kink thing. poop throwing.
No.
Letting his animal side show.
No, Dr. Pogo was a gentleman. The way he dressed, the way he represented himself. Is
great.
Didn't he have an English accent?
I don't know.
Maybe not. But right. No, he's way too much of a gentleman to throw some poop. No.
Grape Ape threw some poop.
I think Grape Ape might have thrown some poop.
Let me see. Look at that.
Lovely. You made this dress yourself, right?
Yes, I did.
Man.
Beautiful.
And show, you gotta, put it all out there.
My goodness.
Okay, I need to go put my shoes on, and
okay.
We need to leave 10 minutes ago.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. My daughter looks lovely for her. Friend ring dance?
Yeah, why not? She'll have fun. She'll have more fun than people who go on dates.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because
she's definitely not going to get
there's all that mating. There's all that mating ritual tension that goes on when you go
all
on a date.
All that poop throwing.
Yes.
Yes.
Metaphorically.
How about Grape Ape?
Yeah, I think Grape Ape.
Throwing some poop?
Giant poop. Yeah.
Giant poop.
Grape Ape never struck me as much. I mean, he wears a cap and a shirt, but he's still pretty ape-like. He's pretty still much an ape.
I guarantee the flying monkeys threw some poop.
No, the flying monkeys were all about
they
poop.
They just let it drop.
They were
bombing. They didn't even have to throw it.
Yeah, they're part bird.
Yeah.
Birds, stop to have a poop. No, they just drop it.
Cheetah? You think Cheetah?
Yeah, Cheetah definitely
threw
poop. Yeah, he was straight out the jungle.
The stone cold lock of my list that, yes, this primate threw some poop, Sighaw.
That Sig Heil, definitely,
animal threw some poop.
And with malicious intent as
absolutely.
Well. It wasn't just like your regular old, I'm just getting rid of some poop.
Yeah.
No.
They didn't even have to poison the
he probably pooped on
because
him.
There was some poop in his hand. He was just eating that poop.
He got poopy. Exactly. He had some feces. There was some,
All right, how about this? The cast of the Planet of the Apes, I think they were too refined.
They were well past the poop-throwing phase.
They were too refined.
Humans were throwing poop at that point.
Yes.
Yep.
Coco might have thrown some poop a little bit. Maybe, it was a real animal.
Yeah.
In
her younger days, she probably did that,
Curious George?
I don't know. The man in the yellow banana... Pants.
Probably trained it out of him. Probably.
Yeah, but at
it
first
out.
He
but
got he got a, he captured it. Oh no! Didn't he sneak into his bag or something when he was in the jungle?
Yes.
Yeah, because the man
he
in the,
was already an innocent.
Because the man in the banana suit would never actually steal a monkey.
No.
The monkey was just curious.
Again, maybe it's the softness in my heart, but I have a difficult time thinking that Curious George was a poop. Thrower.
No, you're way too polite for that.
Yeah. Donkey Kong? What do you think those barrels were filled with?
I'm sure.
And
so he wasn't throwing poop, he was just rolling poop down
rolling
the hill.
It down the
yeah,
hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
he
how
was
poop
much,
rolls.
He was much more genteel.
Shit rolls downhill. You
yeah,
know
yeah.
That. That's
well,
the
that's
same,
why every
right?
time it would hit Mario, he would be like, and they would and he'd shrink.
He's so stinky.
Yeah.
And of course, King Kong, he threw some poop.
I've been hit with some poop. King Kong definitely coming up.
All right, so how about your list? Anybody different on this?
Same.
Every primate throws poop.
Pretty much, yep.
That's what differentiates us from the primates, really. We rarely throw poop.
Rarely is the word.
Yes.
I try very hard to avoid the poop throwing. Sometimes you can't avoid it, but...
Yeah. We figuratively throw poo. What do you think Facebook is?
Here's the thing. Humans can't just poop on demand. I mean, it's like a constipation thing. Like, there's some shit going down.
That's a diet stuff.
And I don't mean that in a a punny way, but some shit going down, and you feel like maybe throwing some poop would get you out of it. There's no poop to be had. I was just back up, like solid, like a rock.
This was a fun episode. Yeah. I enjoyed this.
What's more fun than apes and monkeys? Come on.
Knocked Monkey.
Knocked Monkey is the best.
Spider-Man there is.
I can't believe that Marvel has not come out with a Knocked Monkey comic.
Oh, I'm surprised too. Maybe they have, and I missed
they were it. Like, that's a throwaway joke. You know, if Stan was around,
he'd be like, that's a $1 billion idea.
Yeah. Ooh, Knocked Monkey sounds great. You know what? I came up with it. Jack, come here and do something with this.
We're waiting for phase 37 of the MCU to really bring Knocked Monkey in.
We'll introduce some Knocked Monkey.
Yeah, him and the Beyonder.
There will be no Beyonder.
There's definitely going to be a Beyonder.
Well, that's because they've already announced Secret Wars, except they'll probably cancel it because it'll be written.
Listen, if there's going to be a Booster Gold, they're going to get Beyonder.
Is there going to be a Booster Gold?
I thought that was part of the DCU, like, slate of
stuff. People have been pitching it, and...
No, I thought James Gunn said that it was part
of
the...
He's a fan. He's a fan, but there's been nothing, like...
Oh, hold on. Before we wrap this up, James Gunn...
Booster Gold.
That has two N's, right?
I believe so, yes.
Booster Gold. All right, let's see. Booster Gold update. James Gunn says, don't believe the internet when it comes to Booster Gold.
Sorry, man.
No, man.
There's got to be some Booster Gold.
Here's somebody. Somebody just added him on X or Twitter or whatever. It says, hi, James. Any word you can spare at the moment on the Booster Gold show, or even just an emoji. James Gunn just says, don't believe the internet.
Well, there you go.
James.
Poor James. Just getting regaled with these questions.
Here's Reddit. Who should play Booster Gold? Who do you think?
Ryan Gosling. Yeah.
Glenn Powell?
Who's Glenn Powell?
Sounds He's familiar. The guy from Anybody But You, that...
Yeah, okay.
That movie?
No, I don't like it.
John Hamm, 10 years ago?
Not bad, really, yeah.
Channing Tatum? Zac Efron? We've talked about Zac Efron.
Channing Tatum would not be bad. Oh. Ryan Reynolds actually would have been good, too.
But. Here is a low-key, fantastic idea.
Okay.
Neil Patrick Harris.
No.
Come on.
I mean, if he can get Kumail Nanjiani, but I don't really see him doing that. No, so.
That's the thing. I could imagine Booster letting all the suit do all the work.
I don't know, man.
You put some tick costume on that.
Yeah.
Costuming on that guy. How do we get on Booster Gold?
Ooh, Patrick Warburton.
Mm. All right, anyway, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap. As always, I've been ooh, 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 ooh.
And I have been duh.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
You guys are weird.